from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Midday grab bag of questions as well. We're broadcasting live from the Tito's Stillhouse.
I'm sorry, dog.
Tour championship. Something's, I don't know.
I'm just thinking about this. I'm thinking every time this song comes on, I think about the video. And how Mike looked, and if he came up, you said, "Yo, bud, is mine." I would laugh if I would knock your little ass out. "Yo, bud, is mine." it just tickles me every single time, dog.
Quit making sound effects, man.
It never fails when he says that. "Yo, bud, is mine." Like, dude, at least don't say it like that.
Yeah, you know, he has to.
I know, man. But just for him to act tough and say your butt is mine tough, it just don't sound good, man.
No.
I'm sorry. Nah. I'm sorry.
Rest in peace, though.
I'm sorry. Yeah, love him. But we were just talking because obviously training camps are starting. Holdouts are supposed to be taken care of right now.
Yeah.
And so yesterday, Zach Taylor.
Head coach. Cincinnati Bengals.
What did he say? He'll be out there. Talking about his hold in wide receivers.
Because we played the audio yesterday, and you and I are both a little surprised. Like, all right,
you remember that?
Like, I guess things are good now.
Yeah.
What happened? Turns out they're not.
What happened?
Jamar decided to show up to practice a few minutes late in street clothes.
Yeah.
So.
And then I like Zach's rebuttal. Yeah, I have my foot in my mouth. He is so ticked off right now.
Oh, I'm sure.
He made him look like a damn fool.
He did.
The same thing with Brandon Ayuk. Out there, John Lynch rarely ever gets upset. John basically saying, "You got to play." I mean, this is when everything is hunky dory, you're hugging each other throughout training camp. Ain't no deadline. It is, yeah, man. What's up? How you doing? Ha. Season about to start.
Don't have a contract yet. Coach went up in front of the media yesterday. I understand he made his coach look bad. Coach shouldn't have said that if he didn't know it was true.
Yes,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, and I don't know what their conversation was behind the scenes or whatever that led him to be so confident in front of the media like that, but clearly they got their wires crossed.
Yeah, man, something happened.
That is not how Jamar Chase feels. And there we go.
Damn, Dave.
Dave
always does that to me. Dave himself, I go to give Dave a handshake, Dave puts a fist. I mean,
And then you trailer hit him.
We end up playing paper, rock, scissors all the time.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Gill? How you doing?
Welcome. We're broadcasting live from the Tito's Stillhouse, like we said, at the Tour Championship. So if you're here,
come holla.
Come by and see us. And I'll be honest with you. Kind of not a lot of people have come by and seen us yet.
Yeah, because
I've got a lot of tweets from people saying they're going to, but I haven't seen them yet.
Everybody's out there, man. Once that heat get on that back of that neck, they'll come in here.
Yeah. It is one of those things, though, where, like, if you do come in here, like it's a whole different climate. So you come in here and then go back out there, you got to reacclimate yourself to, to what it's like.
Yeah, man, it's warm. It is steamy out there. But I'm so it is fun. We always love this event. I didn't know if I was gonna get here on time because I forgot the pack.
No problem.
I was putting the address in my phone at home, and I put down the thing to get us in, and left. Walked out the door, got in the car, back out the driveway. Like, oh damn, I forgot my rag. Not necessarily forgot my pass, forgot my rag.
Right, I forgot something.
Yes.
Oh, right, it's my
sweat
rag.
So I had to get my rag. Abe emails me the pass. I stopped at a Kinko's off of Briarcliff over there with them
I know that. I know that Kinko's.
Yeah, them ragged-ass computers they got over there weren't working. And then I'm like, I said, ma'am, is your computer not working? She's like, what? I said, I need you to print something. Oh, you can print it here. You send us the email and we print it off. Oh, okay.
Great.
Great. So I sent her the email, Andy, and I put the wrong damn address in there. So I'm just sitting there waiting. She's like, are you sure you stick to the right one? I was like, yeah. Oh, Fed S. No, that's not it. And so I get there. So you know where the parking deck is. So I'm on the bus. I'm sitting there like in the little lady. I'm like, okay, can we go? Like, it's 10:30. Can I go?
Yeah, got to get there by 11.
Yeah. And so we get there. Obviously, we get here. I don't sprint over, but I do a brisk walk over here. Yeah, it's long.
You made it.
Yeah, man. I'm glad I'm wearing undershirts.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm wearing the shirt because I got a green shirt. It would been a lot of sweat stains.
It's a great shirt.
Thanks, buddy.
It's a great shirt.
I mean, you know, I gotta make sure that I'm fitting in with the golf life.
He's got his Caddyshack shirt on. It says Goonga Galunga.
Yeah, man.
You get it.
Yeah, man.
You get it. Oh, man. Good stuff. I felt like I had something to add to that story, and I didn't. It was a great story.
Oh, I saw you.
Nothing needed to be added to it.
Did you see anybody that we need to knock off so you get on that influencer bus?
No. Okay. See, unfortunately, they had left the thing up from yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because the bus we ride from the parking garage at Agnes Scott College over here, the bus had a little sign on it. I tweeted it out.
Yeah, I saw it.
It said, golf influencer or something. I was like, great, I'm a golf influencer
We need to knock somebody off so we can get you on there?
That was yesterday. I will say this. Uh-huh. The Creators Classic that they had yesterday, they streamed it on YouTube and YouTube TV and all that stuff, had more viewers than the average live event. To watch, like, golf Instagram people had more viewers than a live event. So,
damn.
There it is. There you have it.
That's
all right,
bad.
Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
That's bad. But they make it anybody.
We're going no huddle. No.
With the Midday Show no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Found out that NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Let's start with the news the Falcons made last night. Not surprising, but it happened. The Falcons make a trade with the Chargers. Taylor Heinicke is headed out west. They get a conditional sixth-round draft pick in return, so at least he gets something in return. And,
right.
I mean, you drafted Penix and you signed Cousins. I guess you don't really need him.
No.
I don't know what you do as far as your third, maybe Paddock on the – and I know.
I think that's going to be the – I think that – you know, because we when we talk about the guys that go on the practice squad and everything, you know kind of familiar with them as far as, you know, what they can do in your system. You have to use them unless it's a case of emergency.
Right.
Paddock seems like that guy. Now, if they had another quarterback outside of a first-round pick as the backup, maybe you go look to somebody – more veteran status, but because you have this guy right here, that Michael Penix, that you have confidence in because you asked him to play him in the preseason, you got confidence enough that if something does go wrong, you can go ahead and just put him in there because that's what's going to happen. And that's going back to the conversation we had back early in the summertime about, God forbid, something happens to Kirk Cousins, who's going to be the backup? We both kept saying Penix?
Yeah.
Even with Heinicke on the roster. We kept saying Penix.
Michael Penix, the first-round draft
pick. Yeah, he's going to be the backup, and now you know that for a fact right now.
You know that for a fact. Yeah. Again, you hope that doesn't happen. You really hope we don't have to ever talk about, and no disrespect if Raheem's listening, John Paddock. Because I disrespected Paddock that one time. I'll never live it down. But hopefully we never have to worry about that. All right, here's Robert Saleh talking about a couple of guys on his team that are still holding out.
Fully expect those two. Fully expect Trent Williams to walk on the field and still be his
own
self.
Oh, yeah, my bad. He's the coach
with
them
a
anymore.
Newly minted contract, I'm sure. But and Ayuk, I'm sure he'll be there. I'll say this, with or without him, they're still a championship roster.
And, no, they're not.
You know, they've got some dudes all over the roster. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a great challenge.
No, they're not.
Yeah. No, they need those guys.
No, they need those guys.
Specifically Trent Williams.
Yeah, they need Trent. They need big Trent there. And it's going to be dicey because Trent wants a new contract and Trent ain't coming in. Now, the thing with Brandon Ayuk is different because if you're a team and you're sitting here waiting on this guy, because now you're in a situation, if you're trying to trade for Brandon Ayuk, you're like, okay, I know this guy wants to be a 49er, so you know what, damn it, let's move on. And now the 49ers are stuck because you're like, okay, if you look at this from a standpoint where these guys have gotten their jobs, now, I mean, got these contracts, he's not going to get with CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I wonder if CeeDee Lamb getting that contract makes it even harder for the 49ers and Ayuk. Because he already wanted kind of that anyway.
But he's not
going to
get that.
I know, but whatever. He wants
right.
And now that contract, actually, I don't know if the Ja'Marr Chase has any influence on it whatsoever, but, like, the contract type that he wants just got handed out in another city.
Yep.
So he's like, well, other teams are doing it.
Yep. So why can't I get mine?
Why can't I get mine?
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't blame him at all.
I don't blame him either. I just don't think he's going to, if that's what he's hoping for.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get that.
And Saleh's wrong. Like, they're not a championship
team
without those guys.
Yeah.
With them, probably, but even with those guys last year, they didn't win the championship.
They did.
They came very close, but they didn't win the championship. Without Trent Williams is probably the best player on their team.
Trent Williams is the best player on their team.
Yeah. Yes. Like, he's very important to the success of that football team.
Yes.
They do need him. Let's skip over the CeeDee Lamb one here and get to Mike Tomlin talking about his quarterback situation, but also still using Justin Fields.
You know, just getting to know Justin's capabilities, man, we like it. I know you guys might have some questions about the potential of package football, given his skill set, and that's certainly on the table. But I'm not going to get into many details regarding that or things of that nature, because it doesn't help us from a competitive advantage standpoint. But make no mistake, his talent, his unique talent, as it pertains to mobility, is something that we're open to weaponizing, although I have acknowledged that Russ is QB1.
All right, so basically that's a fancy-ass way to say that we're going to have some packages for Justin Fields.
But we're not going to tell you about it, so don't ask.
But he did. But he went on Rich Eisen and was like, I want you to tell my good friend Raheem Morris that he's going to have to, you know, plan for Justin Fields. So whatever. Justin Fields is going to play in the Atlanta Falcons game. He's going to play. They're going to have a package for him, whatever. But I never thought this was a competition because of the reason that – because Justin Fields, when he got the opportunity, not saying he didn't play bad, but he didn't play well enough to take the job away from him. And
yeah,
I think that's
exactly.
that's the biggest thing. He didn't play well enough to take the job from Russ. And
well,
so
– and let, you know, just from our perspective, the Falcons play the Steelers week one. Like, this is a big story in the NFL anyway. It's especially big here because that's your week one opponent.
Yep.
Those are two quarterbacks that – at least there was conversation. I don't know if there was conversation inside the Falcons, but there was conversation on this radio station
about,
and in the city, about going to get those guys because
right.
you needed to upgrade your quarterback position. And their offensive coordinator was your head coach last
yes.
year. So there's a lot of there's a lot of storylines intertwining these two teams for week one. Neither one of those quarterbacks has played particularly well.
No.
That's why they're both there.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So, okay, Russell Wilson is the guy. I don't know, man. Like, I'm interested – just from a purely football standpoint, not even a Falcon standpoint, just a football standpoint, to see what Russell Wilson even has in that offense.
We mentioned this yesterday, Bunk. The Falcons, first of all, the Falcons should come out with three sacks, at least three.
Definitely.
All right.
Russell will give you two sacks.
Yeah. You know that. He will give you two. So you should have at least three sacks in this game. And if you get out ahead, you're going to have more. Pittsburgh is not built to come from behind.
They are not.
And I'm talking about, you can talk about the coach, I mean, the quarterback, whatever. They don't have the receiving weapons to come back. And so they're going to come in this game. They're going to try to shorten this football game. They're going to try to get, remember we talked to Coach Key yesterday about the seven possessions. They're going to try to control the ball. This is what Mike Tomlin wants to do. This is what Pittsburgh Steelers have always done. Shorten the game with the run game and rely on your defense. Because they got some, they got superstar defenders.
Oh, they got guys on their defensive line.
They can win a football game.
That can win the game.
That can win the game for you.
Like, no matter what the offense is, obviously, as long as they don't turn the ball over, if they're running it effectively, whatever. They got multiple dudes on that defense that can just wreck the game.
Yes.
So, that's an equalizer.
The
quarterback is the great equalizer, but the guy that can sack the quarterback is pretty close.
He is
and they got two of them.
And he's a top 10 player.
Oh, yeah. T.J. Watt's top player. Highsmith's really good. They got a rookie who everybody's raving
he's
about.
Balling.
Yeah, they,
and then
they
you
love
got
the
and then you got a guy on the defense like the Falcons have. You can't put that ball on Daniel Minka.
Yeah, they got Minka.
Yeah, man.
They got dudes.
Good quarterback, great young quarterback, and Jerry Porter Jr.
Yeah,
I mean, we'll get more into it next week as we officially this game week.
Obviously,
but they got some
the
dudes.
Russell Justin Fields thing is the top storyline, and that's an advantage the Falcons have. But they have dudes.
Like, yeah,
they got good players on the team, specifically on defense. I will say this, and I know nobody feels bad for him. But the quarterback situations that Arthur Smith has been, like, involved in.
Tannehill.
Pretty ragged.
Tannehill.
Mariota had to replace him with Tannehill. And he got the best out of Tannehill.
Yes.
And then, I mean, Matt Ryan was good, but it was the end of Matt Ryan.
Yes.
And then they bungled the Deshaun Watson thing, so he ended up with Mariota again.
Yes.
And then Ritter and Heineke.
Yes.
And now Russell, old-ass Russell. And Justin Fields.
Yeah, man. Damn, Artie.
Damn, Art. Maybe he's cursed or something.
Damn, Art. Damn.
That's
woo.
Because that's like a decade in the NFL now.
He hasn't
had like one stable quarterback situation outside of old Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And with a torn down roster.
And a pretty good year from Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people say
he got a good play.
Everybody said that's why they got the job, because of the good play he had with Ryan Tannehill. But that's crazy.
Helped to have MVP caliber.
It did.
Like generational running back.
It did.
It's neither here nor there. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the midday grab bag of questions. It is a Trillville Thursday here live from East Lake Golf Course. We're at the Tito's Stillhouse. Come by and see us. We'll be here till 2. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, golf is a sport.
Make some noise, make some noise, let's go!
Back to our continuing coverage of the Tour Championship
with Andy and Randy, live from Tito's Stillhouse at the Tour Championship
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday.
You're way off of me.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get to the midday grab bag of questions in just a couple of minutes as well. Going to remind you, we're broadcasting live from East Lake Tour Championship, Tito's Stillhouse. Come by and see us. We'll be here until 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'd love to see you.
Oh, yeah, man. And we're sitting up here and having some fun and watching my man Turtle, you know, Chris, producer for Dukes and Bell.
Yeah.
He's backing.
It appears.
Chris is very, he's very Kiki-ish.
It appears.
Look at him.
Just,
look at him just smiling in air day. Look at him. Okay. I see a turtle.
Yeah,
Turtle got some game.
Oh, I know. Like, I turned to you in the last break. I was like, what
Turtle
exactly
got?
Exactly thing's going
he,
on
he
over
got
there?
Two of them.
Yeah.
He got two of them thing.
That's
yeah,
like, genuinely impressive.
Hey, man, go ahead.
But
now.
He's also in a relationship, though. So
just
maybe
be
it's like one of those things.
He could be
Of course
friendly.
He could. But
or
I'm
he
saying,
could be asking for relationship advice.
But maybe it's one of those things where it's like, you know, as soon as you got that on there.
Yeah, they rain. They come after you, though.
It's like
they after you.
It's like a moth to a flame. Maybe this is like, you know, he's got the relationship energy now.
He hitting with that lad, too.
Oh, I know. It's something to behold.
Yeah, man. It's very. It's been very entertaining.
I've been enjoying watching it. Again, I still don't exactly know what's going on there, but something is, and it's great.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
I'm absolutely here for it. it's all very surprising. All right, let's get to the midday grab bag of questions with Abe. Every Thursday at this time, all kinds of different topics. Abe used to tell us what they were. He doesn't do that
yes.
anymore. Hello, Abe. Hi, guys.
All right. You mentioned that Justin Fields likely to play in week one. And if you want to answer how many snaps, feel free. But I'm more interested, what types of snaps or what scenario do you think he would be best served in replacing or joining Russell Wilson possibly on the field at the same time?
I think there's going to be a red zone package for him.
Okay.
I think there's going to be a red, meaning, you know, 20 and in. But I do think a lot of it will probably come in like 31.
Oh, interesting.
Those short yardage and goal line. Those
That's
short yardage situation.
Because in my mind, I was like, when I think about when they do it in college, sometimes it's situational.
Right.
Like Georgia Tech obviously has the big body guy
yeah.
they bring in the goal line. But also sometimes, like if you're trying to get both guys snaps, like, all right, the offense is moving a little bit. Got a first down. All right, we picked up another first down. It's first and 10, middle of the field. All right, bring the other guy in,
yeah.
which I never get.
It's
like you got
yeah.
offensive momentum going.
Yeah.
Why are you going to switch quarterbacks at this point?
Yeah.
Bring him into a situation that best fits his abilities. And I'm with you. Short yardage or a goal line or a red zone
yeah.
or something makes more sense to me than that. So
I saw somebody. So
I don't know, five snaps, tops.
Use him like the Saints use Taysom Hill. He ain't Taysom Hill.
No.
He ain't Taysom Hill.
He would get hurt.
Yeah, he ain't that fool.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Taysom Hill is
a
giant
nutball,
which
yes.
is a compliment, by
yes.
the way. Like, there's not very many. Everyone always wants to say that. Like, who was it? Felipe Franks was a
yes.
couple of that. Well, Taysom Hill. No, you can't just do that.
I just saw.
Like, nobody does that but him. You
I just saw
just
Felipe Franks make somebody practice squad. I think Carolina's.
Okay.
I think the Panthers. I think Felipe is on the Panthers on their press. Yeah, that's what we talked about it. Oh, yeah, he's going to fit that Taysom Hill role. No, he's not.
There is no
there's
such
no
thing.
There's no such thing.
There's one
you
got
to be a wacko
yeah.
to play the way this dude plays.
Yeah, there's Taysom Hill, and that's it.
Yeah.
He's the only one. They said the same thing about Tebow. It's like, yeah,
yeah
right.
No.
Stop trying to make somebody else that guy.
Yes.
He's one of one.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Steph Curry just signed a one-year extension. You guys want to take a guess at the number?
80?
$62.6
okay.
million.
yeah.
So much money.
Yeah.
That's great.
Just to be on one final thing on this Fields thing. So you guys see him replacing Wilson for here and there, not joining on the field.
That'd be something.
Yeah, I think they would go ahead and replace.
Okay.
Go
just
ahead.
Asking,
like,
just asking.
But
throw
biggest,
him into running back.
The biggest thing about that is because knowing your personnel, meaning knowing who the hell's calling the plays.
Exactly.
Yes, knowing who's calling the plays.
That's why you got to remember yeah. that part of it.
Yes.
Because Arthur Smith would put them out there
yes.
together. And he'd send Russell in motion,
yeah.
direct snap it to Fields, hand it to
yes.
Russell, and then Russell rolls out and throws it down the field
yes.
to somebody. Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing is, you're at – I think it's a tough sell anyway, no matter what. It's the NFL. You have one quarterback, all right? But with Arthur Smith and his track record of
yes.
cuteness,
yes.
it just sounds like a bad idea. Now, don't let it work against the Falcons. You know what I mean? Like, of all the crap he tried last year just to get something going – don't let the Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, flea flicker nonsense that they might try work against the Falcons, because that might be too much for Falcons fans to handle.
All right, next question.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all they've been through with Arthur Smith, he finally pulls one off and it's at our expense. God, that sounds like
Dude,
a nightmare.
Dude, it'd be brutal. Because you know he's going to hit the biggest fist pump ever.
Oh, yeah, his little smug face.
Yeah.
And I like Arthur Smith, but he's got a smug face.
And those eyes have seen a lot of things.
Arthur Surface Narrative Smith.
Which college football team do you think you guys can learn the most about in week one?
Most about in week one. I'm going to say Notre Dame.
Okay.
Going down. I mean, that's a hell of a place to start a game, going down to Kyle Field. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be a tough game.
New atmosphere. Elko, I mean, they still got really good defensive players. He's a defensive coordinator. Obviously, we know that he coached Notre Dame's quarterback.
Right. So that's a great
storyline. And so that's
a great
you know, and so, but yeah, I'll say Notre Dame.
Well, selfishly, I'm going to say Washington just so I can get to know the guys.
Right.
Because there's 46 new ones.
Damn.
So just seeing who's on the team, I think, is going to be fun and telling. I think Miami. I think Miami's got a lot of hype going down there and playing Florida at their house. Like, it would be, I know Abe doesn't want this, but if Miami really is a threat this year, it'd be cool to see them kind of
show
it.
They shouldn't lose to this Florida team.
No, absolutely not. Like,
they should not.
The Florida narrative is, can they win enough games to not get Billy Napier fired?
Yeah.
The Miami narrative is Cam Ward the thing that you needed to push you into the playoffs?
And I know, you know, when you talk to and listen to Miami fans, it's all about, you know, what – and it's not what Cam Ward does in late games. It's what Brian Cristobal does in late games.
Cristobal has terrible decision-making skills at the end of games.
Yes.
So it could very well be a good game, and it comes down to something like that. But if Florida's as bad as the narrative says that they are, then Miami – should go down there and handle their business.
Right.
But we've said for many years in a row, Miami should do this and should do that.
And they don't ever do it.
I also think USC-LSU is going to be really interesting. Good to see you.
How you doing, man?
As obviously, look, they're both replacing Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks.
They are.
Both of their coaches are in year three at big-time programs. I think Lincoln Riley is in a much worse situation than Brian Kelly is in. But they both were in the conference championship year one. Last year took a step back. USC and LSU are kind of in surprisingly similar situations as far as all that stuff goes.
Yeah. But I also think
LSU is a lot better than USC.
There you go. That's right there. I think LSU is better. LSU has better players. Not saying that USC doesn't have good players, but I think LSU is – I don't even want to say slightly. I think they're way better than you.
I do, too. And it being a 4.5-point spread is one that I actually really like. I like that spread a lot. Just as we're looking ahead for tomorrow and some of our picks.
What was the most surprising cut or maybe a name that stood out to you that went down across the NFL on cutdown day? Was there one that stood out? You're like, man, I can't believe he didn't make that squad?
Probably Marshall up in Carolina.
Terrence Marshall.
Yeah, because they don't have a lot of receivers up there. So that was a surprise.
He's obviously gone to San Fran now.
Yeah, and so I think that was probably mine.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
I don't – that one was surprising.
Yeah.
Outside of that, like, none of them were really all that surprising.
No.
I don't know. I like watching Kadarius Toney play, so I thought maybe he can get it together and stay on a roster where he's had a lot of success.
I think, Andy, real quick, if you're as good as talented he is, for Andy Reid to be like, no, you got to go –
it's a great point.
Yeah, you know Andy.
He's a big second-chance guy.
Yeah, man.
And also, he's a big, I know what I can get out of this guy.
Right.
He caught a game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl for them 2 years ago. You know what I mean? Like,
crazy.
He's a big part of what they've done. So, yeah, he knuckleheaded his way out of there. So
I know we'll get into this more later today and certainly tomorrow, but ultimately, do you think Trevor Etienne is going to be suspended an entire game, a first half, or not at all?
I don't think he's playing.
I don't know if you want to use the word suspension, but
it would be a suspension.
Yeah. Sit out,
Because I was listening to, I don't remember who it was, it might have been Brandon Adams, who knows, all the different people that we listen to talk about Georgia. There was some thought that with the infraction that he had had, that the arrest that he had had, Georgia might be able to just hide behind the handbook.
Right.
Be like player conduct, whatever. No. Like, what he pled down to is not a player conduct handbook violation.
No.
It's not an automatic suspension.
Correct.
So if he misses the game, he misses the game because Kirby sat him for disciplinary reasons.
And the crazy thing, who do we say was going to probably have it? Pete Thamel. He was on College Football, whatever the show they have. Or
maybe it was Pete Thamel that I heard
and
say
he this. Said it yesterday. I listened to him. He said he doesn't think that he's going to play.
That's where the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's leaning that direction, which means some people probably know. You can't say it yet because out of respect or whatever, you're going to let Kirby make that announcement or let the game time make that announcement or whatever. But, yeah, no, I don't think ETN plays on Saturday, man.
All right, final one. I hope I'm not stepping on a back page story here, but it was Shohei Ohtani bobblehead dog ran out the first pitch and all that.
So cool.
I don't know if you guys saw the lines outside Dodger Stadium, though, ahead of time. What's the longest you would wait in line for a ballpark giveaway?
Not a damn second.
What would the ballpark giveaway have to be?
I mean, I'm married, so I can't say what a single man would say. Like, they give me, like, hookers or something.
But also, I don't know that I'm waiting in line.
Would you even wait
in
line for that?
No, I mean,
I'd have to be first.
Saying, but, no, again.
If it's a choice.
If I'm seventh in line for a hooker.
I'm just telling you right now, I would never wait in line for nothing outside no ballpark. Not even to get in. Like, I mean, like, hey, man, I'm going home.
All right.
Damn these Delta seats. These club seats. I can drink it home for free.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's And then that line
would have to be.
I mean, they said it was like 1,700? No.
How many bobbleheads did they give out?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it said 1,700.
That's an awesome idea.
Right. That's too few.
That's an awesome idea, though. Like, Shohei with his dog. I love it.
Damn that.
No, I don't think. I don't know what I'd wait in line for. If they have some sort of like pill that could make me dunk, I might wait in line for that. The blue chew for dunking.
The blue chew for dunking.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be called, but I could wait in line for that one. I'd like to endorse that product as well. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday.
Trill!
Broadcasting live, Tour Championship, day one. A lot of guys on the course. Leaders don't tee off till 2. Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele, two of the favorites to win the $25 million purse.
Yeah, man.
On Sunday.
$25
million. The guy who finishes in last place gets $600,000. So that's not bad either.
Oh, yeah, it was a nice come up right now.
Not bad either. Just for playing 4 days. Now, I guess you had to play good all year and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, man. We're at the Tito's Stillhouse. We'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Come by and see us.
Another football note. You saw that the Browns restructured Deshaun Watson, converting $44 million of his base salary into a signing bonus, creating $35 million worth of space.
Finally, so making that contract work.
They're doing
for
something.
They had to do something.
They had to do something. And so now you're about $62 million as far as under the cap with cap space. I was curious, like, because they were rumored to be in a Brandon Ayuk type thing.
Yeah.
The 49ers want a starting caliber receiver back.
Yeah.
So do you go give up Amari Cooper some stuff for Brandon Ayuk and a new contract?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like, you start putting breadcrumbs together, connecting dots, whatever. Why else would you do it? Like, you're not doing that right now with 10 days to the season for nothing, right?
Right. Like, some rollover, maybe? I don't know.
To make all that, I mean, now this, like you said, $60 million.
Like, if it was like to make like 15 maybe or something like that, but it's like $60 million.
Yeah, yeah. This is not nothing that they would do that. And again, like, that contract has been not good.
No.
Like, first of all, it was crazy anyway because they outbid themselves to get a $230 million guaranteed contract. No one's even gotten to that number yet three off seasons later. But he hadn't played well or had played
at all.
And then when he has, he hadn't played well. So good they're finally able to make that contract work for him a little bit from a financial standpoint. But, yeah, no, you're right. Like that definitely raised my eyebrows as far as, what are they up to?
What are they up to? That's the first thing I thought about. Like,
Ayuk makes sense.
He does. That was one of the teams. We all know the Instagram, whatever that Amari Cooper
said. Because Amari said, fine with me.
Fine with me. And so that's just something to keep your eye out just in case. Because right now, when you look at the situation with Brandon Ayuk, it's teams want to trade for him. They are giving out contract offers. But he's like, I don't want that, so I'm not going to trade for you, and you're not going to take this contract.
Right.
Because they're willing to give you a contract if you are traded here. But what we're offering, you don't want.
Exactly. Which is the problem in San Francisco.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happens with him. But it seems like they've probably had the same conversation 100 times.
Yeah, man.
It's like, yeah, I know that. I know that. You've told me that. And now I've told you what I want.
Right.
I know that. What are we doing? Call me when something changes. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back at the ranch in the comforts of the air conditioning, Bo Johnson joins us.
Where it's freezing in here. I feel like I'm stuffed in a meat cooler. Hanging upside down by myself.
I hope you're – I mean, that'd be crazy if you're upside
down
right now.
I can see myself breathing. Now, remember what Jack Nicholson looked like at the end of The Shining?
Yes.
Yeah, that's me right now. Thanks.
Sure.
It's great to be here in the air conditioning. I appreciate that.
So, can I tell a quick, just a quick story real quick, Bo?
100% you can.
Before we got here, Abe offered to get you something from the gift shop.
Yes.
And, which is very nice. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. But after yesterday's conversation, I was like, what the hell? Is Bo going to – how's he going to react to this? Now, you were very, very polite and said no and all that kind of stuff, but I was like, oh, Bo might drive down here and, I don't know, in a rage offer. I'm not sure.
Hey, Bo, you want me to get you something? I know you're in the studio. We're down here at the Tour Championship.
It felt like a little bit of a flex.
Yeah,
sure.
A little bit.
Right. Maybe it was. I don't know. But I did think it was a sweet gesture. But I, you know, kindly
a sweet
declined.
Gesture.
I don't think that, like, if somebody goes somewhere and brings me something from there, from an event, I'm probably not going to wear it because I don't feel like I earned it. Like, I wasn't there.
I know what you mean.
I feel the same way about Masters gear. Like, I don't want anybody to bring me Masters gear. If I'm going to get Masters gear, I'm going to go get it myself.
Yeah, so. The first time I wear a Masters polo will be when I buy it at Augusta.
100%. There we go.
Someday.
Damn, I got to take a birthday gift back?
So, happy birthday, Michael Jackson. Would have been like 66 or something like that today. So, congratulations on, well, not congratulations, but it would have been.
Congratulations on your heavenly birthday.
Still resting, resting in power up there, MJ. We appreciate everything that you did for the music community. So, Andy, our guys got our back, and by our guy, that would be one Bijan Robinson. So, in case anybody didn't know, Andy and I went to the Coca-Cola Atlanta Falcons fantasy football draft, 16 teams, something like 16 rounds on Tuesday. We did take Bijan Robinson, number 2 overall. Bijan Robinson went on Jim Rome yesterday talking about how he has our back specifically.
I can go anywhere. And somebody has me in their fantasy team. Like, that's what they want to talk about. And it doesn't matter where I go. You know, I could be walking on the street in my neighborhood and somebody will yell in, they'll roll down the window and be like, I need you for my fantasy team. And I'm like, wow, like, alrighty. But it just elevated and elevated as time gone by. But no, I definitely hear it. And I definitely like respect all the fantasy players or owners. And obviously, I'm gonna try to do as much as God can let me on that field to fulfill their teams. But yeah, man, I mean, I definitely hear it. I don't pay attention to it online, but you know, when I'm out and about, somebody has it, and more than one people they'll tell me about it.
Maybe not us specifically, but at least you weren't a jerk about it, Bijan. You know, a lot of players are jerks about it. So
ain't nobody no damn jerk.
And I don't blame them.
Nobody ain't no jerk.
I really don't.
Damn your fantasy team. I want to win really a football game.
I'm not saying they have to care, but when asked about it, they don't have to respond.
I just feel like that's a wild communication decision to make.
Yes.
And
nobody does it if it's a face-to-face interview. He, exactly like he said, online.
Saying people are rolling down their windows and yelling at him on the sidewalk.
And then you're always like that. But he's talking, but he said online. I'm reading. The ones online are the dirt bags.
Of course.
Those are the ones.
Of course.
If somebody comes up to you in your face, you're just cheesing off or something
like
that.
But even still, that's weird,
but still,
though.
It's weird as hell.
I just think it's weird behavior to tell someone. I don't know. Maybe it's not.
No, it's
maybe,
weird.
Maybe I'm being weird
From a person who that happened to? Yeah, it's weird as hell.
What's the reaction?
It's weird as hell.
You know?
Like, really?
Hey, you're on my fantasy team.
So?
Oh.
But you're not going to be a jerk and be like, so?
Right.
But it's weird as hell.
Yeah.
Like, how are you doing?
Oh, thank God you drafted me. All right. I'm going to try really, really hard to make sure that I do my best this year so you can win your fantasy league. But I understand everybody plays fantasy and all that. I'm just saying, like, if you bump into an NFL player in public.
It's very weird.
Say, hey, man, have a good year. I don't know.
It's very weird.
I don't know what the right thing to
it's
say.
Very
you could
weird.
Get the same message across by never even mentioning your fantasy team.
It's true.
Like, exactly.
Hey, go
it's
have
true.
A good game on Sunday.
That's
hey,
all
man,
you got to do.
Hey, man, love watching you play or whatever. I don't know.
But I 100% back that. The people that get rude and nasty to these guys and DM them and send a message on social media about their fantasy team, y'all can go kick rocks. The industry does not need you.
Yeah, you're a giant dork.
You hit with a damn ping pong paddle in the kneecap.
One of the dorkiest things you could do is tell someone that they hurt your fantasy team or hurt your bet.
It really is, man.
As if they
really,
care.
It really, really is.
So I told y'all last week how Adam Sandler went on Fallon talking about he wanted to have Travis Kelce in Happy Gilmore 2. Well, Travis Kelce is, in fact, going to appear in Happy Gilmore 2. So, of course, Adam Sandler had to go on episode 1 of season 3 of New Heights, the $100 million New Heights. While they were doing the little video Zoom for New Heights, Adam Sandler's dog appeared in the picture. And with the kind of dog it is, you'd probably be happy about it, Randy.
We got to see that dog behind you, dude.
Come here, Bagel.
Time out. Did you just say that dog's name is Bagel?
Yeah, Bagel.
That's such a good name. That is such a good name.
I've had a bunch of bulldogs over the years. I've had a meatball, matzo ball, pickles, Babu, and here's a Bagel. But Bagel's ignoring me now.
Let's go. Yeah.
The Georgia Bulldog.
The Georgia Bulldog. I don't know how he can handle that heat. They don't like the heat, man.
They can barely breathe.
I know. Every time he's out there, I'm like, good Lord.
He's not in his element right now.
They get the ice out for him. They do the right thing.
Yeah, shouting out to Uggas Dog.
Does PETA use that in one of their infomercials?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Oh, Adam Sandler said.
I'm sure PETA hates that Georgia has a Bulldog in this heat. No, they have an air-conditioned house for him.
Yeah. Most people at the game don't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. First of all, I can't remember. I remember bits and pieces of the first movie. Bits and pieces. Yeah. I can't remember the whole thing. But you know how I feel about sequels. They stink.
Most of them do. I just hope, you know.
Most of them do.
Like,
I
this
guess
right here.
Tired.
Like, Carl Weathers is dead.
Chubbs is dead.
Yeah.
Chubbs is dead.
In real life.
Is Bob Barker dead?
Did Bob finally die?
Well, I guess Chubbs died in the movie.
He died in the movie, and Carl Weathers passed away.
Yeah. So I guess that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Unless they want him to be a ghost.
Is Bob Barker dead?
If he's not, it's incredible.
I'm pretty sure Bob's dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know for a fact? Okay.
He died in 23.
Okay.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, like,
I was saying, Bob Barker's still kicking. That's a miracle.
Bob was like 114.
He was 117
years
old.
Yeah, somewhere like that.
That man was made of pure mitt leather by the end. He was just rawhide. That's what he was. Looked like a first baseman's glove.
So when Tom Brady starts calling games next week, he's going to be having to do it under a special set of rules. So there were some rules presented earlier in the week to the league owners, which Tom Brady is now a part of, being a partial owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. They presented the rules called Brady Broadcast Restrictions. So these are the things that Tom Brady is not going to be able to do while broadcasting for Fox since he is an owner. He is not going to be allowed to witness practice, nor would he be allowed in the team's facility. All right? He can't attend production meetings, which is what all broadcasters do, the ones with the coaches and players.
Right.
Yep.
All right? And then he's prohibited from publicly criticizing game officials and other clubs.
It's unbelievable. Huh. It's unbelievable that he is – and very rarely do you hear the guys criticize other teams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like, all he got to do is show up on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's it, because he can't do all the prep when they get into town and
he's
everything like that.
He's not allowed to.
He's not allowed to do it.
Sorry, guys. I guess you guys are going to show up on Thursday or Friday or whatever. Let me know.
Let me know.
Let me know what they say. Yeah. Although, can they even let him know?
I don't know. But it's like, hey, you got some notes? All right, let me see. Like how you copy somebody's paper?
Yeah.
Let me copy your notes right there.
But in the end, like, you know, there's a story or two maybe that you draw back. No, it's really the play-by-play guy that normally does it. Like, oh, Coach mentioned this in the meeting we had with him, whatever. But, like, Tom Brady's just going to be talking about what he sees on the field anyway.
Yes.
So I don't think it's going to damage the broadcast one way.
No, I don't think it will either.
I think he'll be fine.
He'll be fine, and that's just crazy because, like, he's not having to choose.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to get this $300 from Fox, but I'm also not going to invest in the Raiders.
Yeah, why don't they just do both, but I don't get to do all the extra work.
Exactly.
So I just show up on Sunday. So you guys still give me $350.
Yes.
I still get to own this team.
Yes.
And I won't tell any secrets or anything.
I won't say nothing.
Yeah. How's that sound? Sounds like Tom Brady's winning.
Okay, Tom.
Sounds like Tom Brady's
Bing!
Continuing to
Cha-ching!
Win. He needed that win after they were paddleboarding by his house the other day.
I still think he needs to go start something, man. Just tell you.
What he event, has enough time.
What event could Tom Brady compete with against Joaquin?
Anything but fighting.
Bank account event.
I'm just telling you right now. I think Tom could beat Joaquin in anything. And I think Tom might have some hands.
Except jiu-jitsu, probably.
He might have some hands. Though, I told you, you got a different strength when it comes to your woman.
Yeah, but it's not his woman anymore.
But he might want it back.
Joaquin's now.
Might want it back.
He might want
it back.
We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick
off. She's not working anymore, is she?
I don't know. She's still. Are you once a supermodel, always a supermodel?
I don't know.
Is it president?
How does she look in draws?
It's a good question.
Wasn't she a Vicky Seek model?
Yeah, she used to.
Yeah, how do you look in draws?
I think. Pretty good. She was professional.
Yeah. Professional draws wear.
Okay. I'm an amateur. All right. We'll come back. We'll tell you what the big story of the day is to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday. We are live at the Tour Championship, the Tito Stillhouse, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.